USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, recording the 11 millionth case in the nation on Sunday. More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday alone, adding up to 1 million new cases in the last week. More than 60,000 people remain hospitalized with COVID-19. In the last few days, several states have enacted some level of new restrictions in an attempt to slow the spread. Washington Governor Jay Inslee became the latest Sunday when he announced the closing of indoor dining and gyms and cut in-store retail capacities in his state. In the Caribbean Sea, Iota is now a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Central America. Hurricane warnings are in effect all along the eastern coast of Nicaragua and the northeastern coast of Honduras. Iota is moving slowly toward shore, and forecasters say it could strengthen to a Category 4 storm by the time it makes landfall Monday night. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is self-isolating after coming into close contact with someone who later tested positive for coronavirus. Johnson's government says he was exposed to a member of parliament who later tested positive for COVID-19 during a meeting on Thursday. Johnson has already been infected with the disease, spending 3 days in an intensive care unit back in April. In a statement, Johnson says he's not experiencing any symptoms and will continue working from 10 Downing Street. As President Trump's campaign continues legal challenges in several states, many have questioned the continued fight. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says everyone should want to see this process to the end. He tells Fox News that regardless of party, Americans should feel confident in the integrity of their electoral system.
I don't think it matters whether you're Republican or Democrat. You should want every legal vote to count. You should want every recount to be finished. And you should want every legal challenge to be heard. Because we believe our elections should be fair, honest, and accurate.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Disease experts are warning Americans that they have to do what they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus, even with a vaccine on the horizon. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A top health official at the University of Minnesota is issuing a dire warning about the nation's battle against the coronavirus. Dr. Michael Osterholm telling NBC's Meet the Press.
Our future is in our hands. And right now, for at least the next 3 weeks, because cases are already in the pipeline, meaning they're already infected, these numbers are going to go way up. Our job is to imagine what the world could be like if we do make the changes we need to make. We're going to be heading to a vaccine in the next few months, but in the meantime, we are in a very dangerous period, the most dangerous public health period since 1918. And if we don't basically take important steps like stop swapping air with our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, we're going to see these numbers grow substantially.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Dustin Johnson cruised to a final round 4-under-68 to complete his domination at Augusta National. Johnson took home his first Masters Championship Sunday by finishing the weekend with a record-low 20 shots under par. That broke the previous record of 18-under set by Tiger Woods in 1997 and tied by Jordan Spieth in 2015. The green jacket caps a career year for Johnson, who also won the FedEx Cup and was named the PGA Tour Player of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.